Welcome everybody, Shir number 998. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Le'refua Shalema Ruvan Yeshua Ben Esther Belish. Taka Verefua Shalema B'soich Sharchol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, so I just want to talk a minute about ovens. There's not a major amount in general, but the main problem with the ovens is the opening up the door and the thermostat. It's a little bit similar to the refrigerators. Now, I want to make one thing clear. Obviously, if there's issues of, you know, when I open up the door, my oven lights go on or things like that, or beeping sounds or something like that. That, of course, one cannot open the door. That is a problem. But we're dealing with just simply, plain and simple, the air rushing in, and the oven's off, so cool air rushes in, and it lights up the oven, or turns on the heating unit, and so on. Now, just like we've spoken about in the past with the refrigerators, we spoke about the oven also. They have something called, of course, a Shabbos mode on many ovens, many of the current ovens, modern ovens, for many, many years, they have it. And basically, like we said, it just basically sets the oven, makes sure there's no lights, there's no beeping bells, there's no thermostat set to a certain temperature, and many times in the Shabbos mode, it makes the oven go off at a certain time, and that's it, and everything is status quo, if you want to call it, once the Shabbos mode is set. But assuming one does not have the Shabbos mode on their oven. And now the question is, the oven is on, right? The oven is officially on, and there's no question of lights, like we said, no question of bells or beeping or sounds or whatever. But the person has some food in the oven, and they would like to take out some of the food. Now, we mentioned in the past also, quite a number of people asked, assuming one thing, I just want to backtrack a minute, even more important than everything, assuming everything is fully cooked, that's not the problem, everything is fully cooked before Shabbos, we're good to go, there's no questions of Shehiyah, and I'm not returning anything to the oven, there's no questions of Chazara. We spoke about that either Lefira Moshe, one would have to have a oven insert, others say a sheet of silver foil as a blech, but we're not getting into that right now. I'm not returning anything to the oven, and everything is fully cooked. So what do I want to do? I have two or three different items in the oven. I want to open up the door and take out one of the items. And I don't have the Shabbos mode. Am I allowed to open the door? Because, again, the cool air rushes in and possibly could turn on the oven, could raise the thermostat, could lower the thermostat, actually, to the level whereby the oven will go on. Okay, so Lemaisa, there are some poiskim who say Taka, one should not do it because it's going to happen. Once you open the door, automatically the cool air rushes in and it could trigger the oven. It's going to happen quite a lot. But Rav Moshe does write. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes Taka in a tshuva. That he says like this. It's in Arachaim, in Arachaim Chelik Dalid, Simon Ayin Dalid, the famous Simon whereby there's many, many various different malachas over there, and it's in Ois Chav Ches. If anybody wants to look it up, he says like this, does Rav Moshe Tanurim Sheyesh Bem thermostat, the ovens that have a thermostat like a regular oven, without the Shabbos mode, obviously Rav Moshe is talking about without the Shabbos mode, Heim Mutal Eftach Delas HaTanur B'Shabbos, if it's one is allowed to open the door on Shabbos, Kesheu Eish Einoi Doilik, when the fire is not on, right? If the fire is on, so it's much easier, right? So you open the door, so you're not really doing anything. You might extend the length of the fire, sort of, possibly, because it might burn more because now it cooled down, but it's much easier then. The question is the flame is off, the fire is off, whatever it is inside, the heating unit, let's put it like that, the heating element is off, and possibly it could turn back on. But says Rav Moshe, the Nirush ain't a psik reisha. Rav Moshe says that it's not a psik reisha. It's not going to have, it's not like inevitable every single time you open the door, it's going to turn on the oven. Kevin she'ef she'lef teich delas, because lemaisa, one could open up the door of the oven, delas atanevo eish loy tidlak, and the fire taka won't go on. It's possible it'll happen, that it happens many times. So Vim Kane, he says that it's davash ein mischaven. It's what we call davash ein mischaven. One does not have a mind to turn on the oven, right? So that's number one. Number two, it will not inevitably happen every time I open the door in general. So Rav Moshe says it would not be a problem. So the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas on page 1220 brings down that Lamaisa, opening the door of an oven, while it's operating is also a question of gram havara. But he says, Lamaisa, the temperature in an oven is controlled by a thermostat. Okay. Opening up the door, he says, opening up the door while the oven is on causes a rush of cool air to enter and bring down the inside temperature of the oven. So he says further that when the oven's off, this in turn may cause the thermostat to reignite the flame. You open the door and it reignites the flame because the rush of cool air and so on. In cases where this is inevitable, in other words, there are some ovens that it happens automatically, the door may not be open. If that's the case, if one knows every single time that I open, or every time that I open my door to my oven, the air rushes in and it turns on the oven, so then that's not a problem. One should not do that. But most ovens, he does say, however, will not automatically ignite when the door is open, like we saw Rav Moshe explained. And so he brings down, in conjunction with Rav Moshe, that the doors of these ovens may be opened on Shabbos. And again, the fact that one wants to take out one of the dishes, they might have three different pots or three different pans or whatever, and they only want to take out one, and the other two I'll leave in, that's not a problem. We spoke about that in the past also. Again, as long as everything is fully cooked and they're not going to be returning it, in general. So they won't be returning it. Returning food is more problematic. We're not getting into Bishul right now. You need five conditions and so on. Okay, we're talking about just you took out the pan, you took out a pot, and even though there's other items fully cooked in the oven, that is not the problem either. Now, the Sefer Shabbos Home in the Melacha of Maver on page 483 also says that the others rule, meaning in conjunction with Rav Moshe, because first he says that there are those who are machmer, that opening up the oven door allows the cool air, like we said, and so on, and ignites. Okay. Then he says others rule that the halachic status of an oven door is the same as the refrigerator door, like we spoke about. The same thing, you open up the refrigerator door, a rush of warm air, it's the opposite. Obviously, it's the opposite because over here, by the oven, is the rush of cool air that could trigger it on. By the refrigerator, it's a rush of warm air that could trigger it on. So that's an interesting thing. He does say over there, interesting, he does have a question on the bottom, which he blibes, but interesting concept, because Lamaisa Rav Moshe does say in a tshuva in a different place that in reference to the refrigerator, toiv lahachmir levtayach ha-makar rak b'shas, that it's only at the time that it's working. In other words, what he's talking about is the makar, the by your refrigerator. It's toiv. He doesn't say you have to, but it's toiv lahachmir. One should be careful to open the refrigerator when the mode is on. We saw many are makel over there. But then when it comes to the oven, this is what Rav Simcha Ben Imkoni brings down on the bottom. When it comes to the oven, Rav Moshe says straight out, it's no problem at all. So he's a little bit interesting of a question. He says, v'loy havanti, doesn't understand, that what's the distinction between the refrigerator. You know, when you open up the door, it's not going to go on every single time. Like we know when somebody, again, assuming one does not have the Shabbos mode. You open up the refrigerator, what was the question we spoke about in the past, and the warm air rushes in, and it could trigger the compressor, and trigger the motor to go on. But it's not going to happen every time, right? Many times, most of the time, Ibtaka won't happen. So the same thing, l'chayra, by the oven, so he's not, so Reb Simcha Ben Imkonen is safer, interesting, in Ois 26, he blibes, if you want to call it possibly by Yitzharachin, in this issue, why Rav Moshe was a little bit more machmir by the refrigerator and not so machmir by the oven. Okay, but be it as it may, bottom line is there are quite a number, Rav Moshe, of course, being the main one, but there are other Paiskim also, who are makel in reference to opening up the oven door. Again, just keeping in mind, no lights, no beeping, all these type of things. It's just a question of possibly the thermostat. And as long as one knows they don't have from those ovens that turn on automatically every time they open it, which the Sefer Lamedes Melacha says most are not like that, then we could assume, like Lefi Rav Moshe, I mean, L'chayra, that it's a psik reisha, it would not be a psik reisha. In other words, it won't happen inevitably, and if one needs to take out the food to open the oven. Now, if one wants to be, you know, cover all shittas, they want to be machmir to do it when the oven's on, when they know that it's going, you know, let's put it like that. That everything is going, it's not the heating element is going, the thermos, the flame is going, everything's going, it's on and so on. And by opening the door, worst case scenario, might possibly prolong it a little bit, whatever the case is. But, that's like the refrigerator. We said that those who are machmir to open the refrigerator only when and the refrigerator is running also. But again, there's definitely what to rely on if one has to open the refrigerator, like we said, when it's off, or one has to open the oven when it's off, and so on, and as long as they know there's no lights and these type of things. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.